Welcome, everybody. This is Jared Yellen, president of Cynduit, and I'm honored to have small business and mid-sized business owners, actually from around the world, joining us this evening. And I know that depending on where you are, it's at all different hours of the day. We actually had someone email us from an island somewhere. I actually never even heard of it, a different country, and said, is there any way that I can just get a recording? Because it's going to be 3 o'clock in the morning. So, of course, this will be recorded for all of you so that you can benefit from it. And if you know any other small businesses out there that could benefit from these concepts and these philosophies, we're honored if you decide to share that with them as well. So tonight we're going to be talking about 22nd century marketing, the 5 must-dos if you plan on thriving. And I say tonight because Cynduit is located in Englewood, New Jersey. It's right outside New York City, literally minutes. We could see the George Washington Bridge from where we're located. And just to give you a little bit of background, because this might be your first time being exposed to Cynduit and what we offer the small to mid-sized businesses. And as you saw when you visited our website, our mission, and we really hold ourselves accountable to this, is to change the world for small to mid-sized businesses. So what does this mean? Well, what we have found, and we're going to talk about this tonight when we go over the 5 must-dos, is that there is nothing, and I'm going to repeat this, nothing more important than your message. Absolutely nothing. What you deliver in the sense of your product or service means nothing without the message, because the message is what brings the person, the potential client or prospect, into your business in order for a transaction to take place, in order for a relationship to be born. So what we saw happening in the world of small to mid-sized businesses when it came to marketing is that there was plenty. There was actually a plethora of incredible products and services that existed, but very few small businesses were able to deliver a message consistently and then over the course of time with the intention of education, inspiration, and then ultimately compelling your audience to take action, whatever that means for you. So as a result of seeing this void within the small business community, we decided at Cynduit to create a solution, where we become your outsourced marketing firm. In theory, we're an extension of your business. We are your marketing department. And the reason why this is so valuable is because what we saw happening is that when small business owners were left to their own devices to employ marketing strategies, their efforts were haphazard at best. Think about yourself. Pretty much everybody on this call is a small to mid-sized business owner. Where is the time for creative energy to not only build out marketing initiatives, but then execute within this 21st century model? And tonight we're going to talk about the 22nd century model, but executing this model that is changing every single day. You're running your business. You're administering your business. You may have a family. You have your own health. Where is the time and the mental space for creativity? So what we saw happening were that small business owners that had the greatest products and services in the world did not have the time resources to actually execute on marketing campaigns. So what's the next option? Well, the next option is to hire somebody. But what we often found, and you may find this as a small business owner tuning in tonight, is that it's very hard to attract really good talent within a small business. It's almost impossible. Because if you're going to look for an expert, a marketing expert, to join your organization, what is their trajectory? What's the next step? Are they going to eventually become the vice president of your business? And I'm not making light. I think that your businesses are wonderful. This is why my purpose and my mission and the mission and vision of Cynduit is to change the world for small to mid-sized businesses. But if you're going to try to attract an expert, why would they work with you as opposed to going to a larger organization where there's a path for them to follow? And even if you were to find someone that said, I'll give it a shot, can you afford them? Because if they're an expert, they're going to require top dollar. And whatever that means based on where you are in the world, it's all relative. But top dollar, they're going to want a package. They're going to want bonuses. They're going to want vacation time. They're going to want benefits. And in the end, it's very difficult to justify a decision as a small business owner to hire someone to do your marketing in-house. This is the Cinduit model. We are an outsourced marketing and consulting firm that works exclusively with small to mid-sized businesses so that your message, the one I was referring to early, reaches your audience consistently and over the course of time through internet marketing, through social media, through relationship-based marketing, and a variety of other strategies and techniques that I plan on introducing tonight and then over the course of time. We are doing regular teleseminars at this point. Many of them will be telling you what to do in order to succeed. And many of them will be helping you establish yourself, the identity, the human being piece, helping you establish yourself so that you have nothing stopping you from reaching your audience. We're going to work with some philosophical premises that will truly benefit you in more ways than you can even imagine. And the beauty of all of this, is that our philosophy at Cinduit is that everything in life is man-made. Think about your business. It's man or woman-made. Think about your health. It's man or woman-made. You're making decisions that either contribute or detract from your health. It's man or woman-made. Think about your relationship if you're in one. It's man or woman-made. Therefore, marketing is no different, which is why at Cinduit, we work on the man or the woman doing the marketing. And in turn, we become your partner. We become part of your team so that we're able to deliver your message, like I mentioned, and I'm going to repeat this many times, but repetition leads to results. We're going to deliver your message consistently and then over the course of time. So that is a little bit of background of Cinduit. And once again, personally, I am honored that you're taking the time to join me tonight. There was an enormous number of questions that were submitted in advance. So what we're going to do is do our best to answer them, but on future programs, I promise you, we will address them and we will follow up with those that have some really specific questions so we can answer them more on a one-on-one basis and provide you with some golden nuggets to employ and then to see some wonderful achievements manifest. But the first must-do, within the 22nd century marketing model, the first must-do is start with why. So what does this mean? Well, I used to work on Wall Street. And when I worked on Wall Street, I really wasn't happy. This was many years ago. And I was right out of college. And it was an exciting opportunity in the sense that I was going to be in New York City and it was going to be the hustle and bustle. But what I was doing brought absolutely no passion to my world. I really understood finance. I was actually very good at it, but I had a different vision for my life. But at the same time when I was there, I wanted to make the experience my own. So I was with a group that would manage the net worth of people that had to have liquid capital of over $25 million. So the very high net worth group. And since I was young, I was the hustler. I was going to these incredible galas in New York City and these black tie affairs for networking, but with the intention of establishing relationships and then bringing in new opportunity to my team so that we can begin to manage their wealth. Well, every single time that I left the office, I was told by my team, the senior members of my team, Jared, you need to master your elevator pitch. Master it. And for those of you on this call, I'm sure everybody as a small business owner is familiar with that concept of an elevator pitch, where you're at a networking event and someone asks you what you do, and you have this 30-second package of words, let's just say, for lack of better terms, that you deliver. And really this was derived from pretending that you're in an elevator on the top story of a building, your ideal prospect enters that elevator, and you have 30 seconds from the top story of that building to the bottom, the lobby, to communicate what you do with the hope and the desire that they say, tell me more, or let's grab lunch, or I'm ready to go, let's do business together. Well, here's my issue with the communicating of the what in the sense of the elevator pitch, is that within the Sinduit model, whenever we employ a marketing campaign for a client, we have a team that actually pretends that they're part of the client's database so that we can experience the campaign and then let our success consultants and our marketers know how it made us feel. Did it compel us to take action? Did it turn us off? Or do we just ignore it in the first place because the subject line isn't catchy enough? Well, I used that strategy many years ago, and I thought, how would I feel hearing my own elevator pitch? How would that make me feel? Would I be excited? Would I be enthusiastic? Would I want to do business with me? And what I quickly realized in that moment is that personally, I don't care about what anybody does. I really don't, because the what doesn't distinguish you. The what doesn't make you you. The what for one attorney is no different than the what for another attorney. The what for one chiropractor is no different than the what for another chiropractor. And I think that you see where I'm going with this. The what doesn't distinguish. But in this moment, what I also realized is what I am insanely passionate about. And what I am insanely passionate about is the why. As in why you do what you do. The why is what literally gets you out of bed in the morning. The why is what drove you to make the decision to start your own business, which in and of itself is so admirable. The small business owners, all of you on this phone call, if there is a solution to our economic dilemma that supposedly exists and then gets exacerbated by the media, but if there really is a solution, it's you. You are that solution, and it's admirable. And what I encourage you to do with your marketing within the 22nd century model is to start with why. As in why you do what you do. Ask yourself that question. So one of the questions from someone who's on the teleseminar tonight was, how long should I spend each week using my social media? And I say, it's not the quantity of the time. It's the quality of the time. When you communicate why and you start with why, you want to keep communicating. It's this kind of concept. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, and someone else is walking past you. And you say, sir or ma'am, please hold on 1 second. And I just want to share with you why I do what I do. And you share this passion-infused message. This is like an elevator pitch on steroids, if you want to think about it like that. And you share this message with so much passion. And in that moment, they say, I want to join your cause. I want to become part of your movement. This is extremely real. Because when you communicate the why, it is impossible. It is absolutely impossible to hold back passion. So what that means is that you're delivering this message with an insane amount of passion. You're delivering this message with intention. One of the things that we offer at Sinduit, and this is a completely free service, this is one of the ways that we give back to small business owners, is we invite them to participate in the intention statement discovery consultation. It takes about 20 minutes on your own and then 30 minutes together. And if you would like to participate, just go to www.intentionstatement.com. That's www.intentionstatement.com, or you can just go to the Sinduit website and you'll see it right on the homepage. But what the intention statement helps you achieve is clarity of your why, and then helps capture these words and then turn it into a marketing message. So with regards to the question of how long should I spend each week using social media and internet marketing, I say it has nothing to do with the amount of time, it's the quality of the time. Don't just update your Facebook status because you feel like you have to. Update it because you want to. updated because you read something that inspires you within your industry and you feel the desire to share it with your prospective clients. Write a blog post because you read an article that you believe can change the life of someone in your database. And then share that message and tell them why you are sharing it. This is the 22nd century of marketing. It's a model where you start with your cause. You start with what drives you, and you start with why. The second must do if you plan on thriving as a small business owner is to manipulate through authenticity and expertise. So within the 21st century model, within the 21st century model of marketing, and we consider that the antiquated model because we're looking into the future and we're bringing the future into today with all of our clients that's into it. But within the 21st century model, what often happens is small businesses compete on price. They manipulate based on price as opposed to painting a picture of value. So what does this mean? What this means is that if you lower your price enough, there's always a buyer. But they're buying based on price. They're not buying based on the fact that they look at you as someone who is authentic and real. They're buying it because you gave them a good deal. There's many offer websites out there, and there are times, because there is a time and place for this, where we use some of these offer websites with our clients. But that is never the strategy for growth, ever. With our clients at Cinduit, and I share this with you, not as a sales pitch, but because what we're doing works, and if you feel that you can take what you learned tonight, which is the philosophy that we employ with every client, and then do it for yourself, please make sure that you achieve success. Because that is our purpose. We want to change the world for small to mid-sized businesses. And if you can do it on your own, just with our guidance in the sense of attending our regular programs, that is amazing, that is wonderful, and we have achieved our why. But ultimately, what we do with our clients at Cinduit is we establish experts. And guess what? Experts make a lot of money. Think about experts in your industry. Leaders within your industry, I would tend to believe that these people make an enormous amount of money. Even if that's not what motivates them, they could if they wanted to, they just choose not to. And the reason that they're experts is they do not put a price tag on their advice. We have a number of clients within healthcare, more of a holistic model of healthcare. And what often happens within this holistic model of healthcare is that it's not covered by insurance. So now our clients have to paint the picture of we're going to get you well, but you need to pay cash for our services. And often, prior to them working with Cinduit, because there's a whole education piece, and we're going to get into that within this strategy, but often patients or clients would come to the practitioner and say, how could I pay you $200 for your service or $50 for your service when I spent 5 minutes with you? And my response for all of you listening that unfortunately resonate with that feeling inside, that visceral feeling right now where you're like, oh, that's me, where you don't even value yourself, I say that it's however many years you've been alive is what allowed you to create your value for who you are today. So yes, your service in that moment may have been 5 minutes, but it was 30, 40, or 50 years in creation. There was a number of people in my life that once I launched Cinduit and it became this quote-unquote overnight success, they said to me, how'd you do that so quickly? And I said, it took 27 years, and I'm only 27 for those on the call, but it took 27 years of life experience to be ready to start a company and see it thrive. So for all of you listening, you small business owners out there, understand that you need to put the value on your service as an expert. become an expert. Some of the strategies that we employ within the 22nd century model of developing you as an expert is we have clients that actually we build landing pages for them. And just to define this term, a landing page is like a mini website. It's actually an extension of their website that we build for them. And on this mini website, there's one specific focus. That focus answers a problem. It provides a solution for that segment of your audience or for your entire audience. So, for example, if you are a small business owner and you believe you have a program that could help children perform better in sports, this landing page would have a highly focused attention on a solution that you provide to help children in sports. It would not touch on the ways that you can help parents have a better relationship, even if that's one of the services that you offer. The purpose of the landing page is to be extremely specific. In addition to that, it's extremely important that you provide value on this page so that the person coming to this page, which is your prospect, wants more information. And what we often do with our Cinduit clients is we work with them so they can develop special reports or ebooks or case studies. And case studies are amazing because a case study is actually testimonials, if you think about it, combined into a paper where it talks about one of your clients who began working with you because of a problem in their life or in their business, and as a result of the solution that you offered, their life changed. It transformed. Case studies are amazing. It provides the certainty that you are the expert. We also work with our clients, and we get them to do regular teleseminars, like what I'm doing with you right now, where they talk about highly specific topics, and then they get recorded and then redistributed and then used on landing pages. So that when people find these landing pages through search, or because they're driven there, or because they are referred there by someone that they know, or by you, even if you meet them at a networking event, they feel the need to give you their email address because they want more. They want the special report. They want the ebook. They want the case study, or they want a recording from one of your teleseminars. So the second must do, if you plan on thriving, is to manipulate through authenticity and expertise. Look in the mirror and see yourself for who you truly are. Someone that has an answer. Someone that offers a solution. And someone who can change the life, and I mean that, for the person that you're looking to support, which is your ideal client. The third must do if you plan on thriving within the 22nd century of marketing are synergistic relationships. Let me first start by defining synergy, because it's obviously a word that we're extremely passionate about, and it was used in when developing our brand and our name for Cinduit. But a synergy is two or more independent agents working together in tandem. And as a result of this union, both agents achieve more than they could have ever achieved on their own. It's a premise of 1 + 1 = 3. They achieve more than they could have ever achieved on their own. So the question, and within the 22nd century of marketing, and homework for all of you tonight, or for tomorrow if it's going to be too late after this call is completed, but please make sure you do this, is to make a list of 10 people within your community that have their own sphere of influence, or within your industry, if your business is more global, that have their own sphere of influence, and write down their names. But these people must be in alignment with your cause as you are with theirs. You need to be congruent. This is the type of person that you want to establish a relationship with. Begin to really think this through. What type of business are they in? What service do they offer? Why do they do what they do? Remember, start with why. And begin to develop this list. Form strategic relationships where you're able to support one another. One of the things we do with our Sindua clients, and it's absolutely exceptional, is we have our clients go through this process of putting together this list of 10 people within either their industry or their community that have a sphere of influence, where this other person's database is ideal for our clients and vice versa. And we have the Sindua clients invite these other businesses to participate in an interview on a live teleseminar. So a teleseminar like this. And we'll have programs like this in the future as well, so you can see how it works. But what happens now is that within the Sindua model, we're just sharing this with you so you can understand how it works, that you can then build it for yourself, or go to the Sindua homepage when you're finished or even right now, and just fill out the form on the homepage, and one of our success consultants will follow up with you to schedule an engagement consultation, a 30-minute call, free, absolutely no obligation, where we're going to talk strategy. You can either take what we share and then employ it on your own, or consider the possibility that Sindua can help and be the solution in your business and life. But on these teleseminars, what we do is we build beautiful landing pages, like the one that you signed up for this program at. We build a beautiful landing page that represents the live teleseminar where you're going to interview Mr. or Mrs. John Doe, who's in a similar line of business, who is congruent with you. You complement one another. And we're going to write up the email campaign for our client, and we're also going to provide our client with some social media updates as well. In addition to that, we're going to write up the email campaign for this other person who's being interviewed and provide them with social media updates as well. In the body of the emails and within the social media updates are links that will take the end receiver, the recipient, to the landing page where they can then sign up for the teleseminar. The benefit to the Sindua client is that their database is growing. The benefit to the person being interviewed is that you are now on a platform to share your story, to share your why. We train our Sindua clients on how to host effective teleseminars and effective interview-based teleseminars. Here's the synergy. Together you will achieve more, because what happens is that you deliver this live, powerful program. And we actually have ways you can record it in advance, and then we can put it on an autopilot, and you can make it appear live. That's a different concept. We can talk about that differently. But you'll do this program together where you share your why, and you have the interviewer share, the interviewee share their why as well. It gets recorded and then redistributed. As a result of this program, there's now a relationship between the Sindua client and the other business. So how does this translate over for you if you're not a Sindua client? The same way. Host educational workshops where you and another business or a few businesses come together, and you host a workshop where you educate people about a solution. Maybe what this looks like for you is that if you send out an email newsletter once a month, or you know that one of those 10 people that you really resonate with, they have their own blog, maybe do a guest blog post on their blog and then write about this other business in your newsletter. Share the wealth. Work together. Like I mentioned in the beginning of this program, if there is a solution to the whole economic situation that we face internationally, it's you, the small businesses. So work together. Work together and develop synergistic relationships. So your homework, write down 10 names and contact information for people within your network who have influence. Influence in a way that it supports your cause, and influence in a way that it supports their cause as well. The fourth must do if you plan on thriving within the 22nd century marketing model is capturing the experience in real time and then sharing it consistently and over the course of time. This is how we actually define marketing at Cinduit. I'll say it again. Capture an experience in the real time and then share it consistently and over the course of time with your people, with your database, with your prospects, with your clients. So what does this mean? It means ask for testimonials. People make decisions when they see other people who they see themselves as. Let me say that again so it's not complicated. You can really get this. People will make a decision when they see someone else that they could be experience something amazing because they worked with you. And as a result, they decide to work with you as well. The only way this will take place is if you capture the experience. And ideally, capture that experience with a video testimonial. We hold our Cinduit clients accountable to getting video testimonials that we then drip, and drip means send over the course of time, to the database where we say, hey, take a look at what John Doe thought about the services that we provide. Look at Mary. Her life changed after working with our organization. Capture the experience in the real time. Let people share their thoughts. Let people tell the story of where they once were prior to engaging in business with you and now where they are after working with you. How has their life changed? We actually had a question that kind of ties into this a bit because one of the clients was saying that they sell a very high-end product. It's expensive. The minimum price point is $3,000 and up. And they wanted to know, how can we market this online? Because people just don't seem to get it. Well, outside of educational drip campaigns, and if you're the person that asked that question, please make sure you go to the homepage on Cinduit and complete the form right on the homepage, because we can give you some really golden ideas for your specific company once we learn a little bit more about why you do what you do. But more from the general sense and how we would answer this question is get video testimonials from people who have already paid your $3,000 fee and have seen transformational results. Transformational. Let them talk about where they once were and now where they are because of you. There's three benefits here, three benefits, and write this down. The first benefit of a testimonial is that it makes you as a business owner feel really good. It immediately will increase your self-esteem because now you have facts, you have truth, you have irrefutable data that what you offer works. Two, it's a great resource to send out to your database, put on your website, put on social media, tweet it, put it on Facebook, put it on YouTube, put it everywhere in order to grow your business. And three, and the most important reason why testimonials are so important is that what often happens is your clients do not remember their life before you. So they almost take it for granted. But when you ask them to relive where they once were and then share the story about what took place as a result of working with you and how their life or their business, if you're selling business to business, has changed, they will be connected. They will be part of the cause and part of the movement. And they will want that video shared with people that they know. And then that turns into a whole referral model as well. So the key with this is capture the experience. If for some reason you're in a business where video testimonials just wouldn't make sense, and to be honest, I don't know what business you could be in where they don't make sense, but let's just pretend that they didn't make sense. Have some type of online survey that you highly encourage your clients to complete and consider rewarding them for the time they spent going through that survey. And then share the written testimonial with your database. In addition to that, Whenever you send out, whether it's an email message or a newsletter or a blog post, include some of your testimonials. Include a link to a page on your website where these testimonials are located. And let it be in the PS section, because that's where people are immediately, their eyes are going to get drawn to the PS section. There's actually research on this, that what you put in the PS section, they will read. And even if they skim through the whole thing and they only catch a few key words here and there, they will read the PS. So if the PS says, "Did you hear about Mary? Her life changed as a result of entering our business," click here, they're going to do it because that's the section that they read. So the fourth strategy is to capture the experience in the real time and then share it consistently and over the course of time with your people, your database. Number five, the fifth must-do to thriving is in the 22nd century model. And this is a philosophy that we created at Cinduit. And if you can embrace this, and if this is the only thing you take away from this program tonight, this was a wonderful use of your time. And if you download this and listen to this in the future and you take this away, an incredible use of your time, and I encourage you to listen to it time and time again. And then visit our website. And on our website, there's a page called The Decision Paradigm, and read that, because that's where this is derived from, this point. So it's establishing an emolectual connection where we combine emotional and intellectual. This is how people make decisions. They make decisions when you can establish an emolectual connection. And that decision is to join your movement and become part of your cause. So let me give you a scenario right now. Because oftentimes people will make decisions solely on an intellectual level because that's how the small business communicates them with them. So an intellectual decision is price manipulation. If you lower your price enough, you will intellectually make sense to somebody or to many people. But by no means does an intellectual connection lead to someone joining your cause. It just intellectually, it makes sense. Like I said, if you lower your price enough, intellectually it will make sense. But this does not accomplish your goal of establishing a movement where people become part of your following. Now let's talk about an emotional decision. An emotional decision is one where you make the decision without even thinking. And I'm sure that there are people on this phone right now that are laughing to themselves because they've done this before. But the epitome of an emotional decision is when two people meet, they fall madly in love, the next week, and don't take offense to this if you've done this and it worked, but often this doesn't work, the next week they go to Las Vegas and they get married because emotionally it felt right, but they don't even know each other. Nothing about that decision was based on intellect. Instead, it was based on emotion. Think about yourself as a small business owner. Have you ever sold something to someone because they got really excited when they were in your presence? And then when they went home to their family, they were convinced that this was a poor decision because when they were asked about the product or service that they purchased from you, they couldn't give any information, nothing. They didn't intellectually understand anything. They just emotionally made the decision, and the next day, they intellectually call you and cancel the order. Here is where the emolectual connection comes into play. Because what we're looking to achieve, and we do this with every single Cinduit client, is we want your product or service as a small business owner to intellectually make sense and emotionally feel right. Because what happens now is that when somebody meets you, they are excited because of your why. They are enthusiastic about your why.
and they feel intelligent because of your what. They get it. It makes sense. So how can you achieve this tomorrow? Tomorrow you will go into your business if you feel that you took something away from this program, and you will ask one of your clients, probably the first client, can I get a video testimonial from you? And the client's going to say, yeah, I'd love to. That would be great. And you get a video testimonial. And make sure that if you are doing this, that there's no legal issues within your industry. So just make sure that you check with any rules or regulations within your industry that you can do this. But you get a testimonial from this client. You then write up a short little synopsis of what this client experienced as a result of your service. Like what you actually did. What did you do to help this client? You create a page on your website, and I hope that you have the freedom to do this. You create a page on your website where the video is located. This could be your blog. The video is located, and then there's the short synopsis underneath it. And you send out an email to your database that says, please make sure you watch this video so that you can hear what happened to Bob. That's the subject line. And then there's a short little email that then drives them to this page where there's the video and then your synopsis. The video is an emotional connection. Your synopsis is an intellectual connection. And you have established an emolectual connection. The video will inspire. The synopsis will educate. And now they will be compelled to take action if your service is the solution that they're looking for. That is an example of an emolectual connection. These are the five must-dos if you plan on thriving within the 22nd century of marketing. Now, what I would hope that you notice is that I didn't talk about search engines. I didn't talk about Facebook advertising, search engine optimization, Google pay-per-click, and all the other things that you are all aware of or you've heard of before. Understand it's into it, we do them all. We do. But at the same time, what we have recognized is that the search engines, although showing up on the search is important, it is not the most important. And within the 22nd century model, you're going to see that happen more and more. Because the search engines and social media, it's very saturated. So we use it differently. We use it in such a way that we want to speak directly to your audience, where your why is at the foundation of the message and your what is clearly articulated so that in turn you can establish an emolectual connection with the people who need your message the most. And that's the key. The key is to start with why, then to manipulate through authenticity and being the expert. Remember, look yourself in the mirror and realize and recognize that you are an expert within your industry. And guess what? On a side note, experts can charge top dollar. Begin to think about the synergistic relationships that will lead to two independent variables achieving more together than they could have ever achieved on their own. Start capturing the experience of the people who work with you, of your clients. Let them share their story so that you feel wonderful, you grow your business, and they recognize what brought them to you and why they're still there. And finally, establish an emolectual connection, where you connect with people on an emotional and on an intellectual level so that you, your service, it feels right in the sense of emotion and it makes sense in the sense of intellect. And then in turn, you have developed a loyal following of people who understand why you do what you do. So that's all for tonight. Once again, I really couldn't be more appreciative of all of you. This concept of this teleseminar model is ideal because we can deliver this message around the world. It gets recorded, and then we're going to redistribute it this week. So if you came in a little bit late or if someone had to leave a little bit early, or if for any reason you just couldn't make it, something really got in the way, it is recorded. It will be archived. Please download it, even if you stayed for the whole program. Please download it and listen to it again. Because ideas, they're nothing. They're a dime a dozen. You'll see, as a business owner, if you are really committed to growing your business, go to the Cinduit homepage and just fill out that initial form right there to schedule an engagement consultation with one of our success consultants. We are going to give you ideas during this 30-minute call. Remember, ideas are nothing, though, without execution. So we're going to give them to you. If you feel you can execute for yourself, go for it. And if not, then you can learn more about the possibility of partnering with Cinduit. This is not a sales pitch at all. This is an opportunity for an expert marketer who understands internet marketing, social media, and the 22nd century of marketing to give you some ideas and then figure out what you want to do with those ideas. So once again, wherever you are in the world, thank you so much for joining us this evening. And remember that together we can always achieve more. Thank you again.